Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After 2 years of the border crisis has seen millions of immigrants enter the United States illegally, and the Biden administration allowing them to stay in country, putting the massive financial burden on the American people, the administration announced this week a plan to limit who can qualify for asylum. Illegal immigrants who move through another country on the way and don't first apply for asylum in that country will be ineligible to enter the United States. The Trump administration in 2019 successfully used this policy known as the transit ban. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says another massive group is preparing to hit the border soon.
We have information about people who are in Central America right now making their way toward the border.
2 weeks after a catastrophic train derailment unleashed toxic materials on a small village of East Palestine, Ohio, some local residents say they are being ignored by the government and are crying for help. Former President Trump plans to visit the Ohio town today. Pennsylvania state lawmakers will scrutinize Norfolk Southern during a hearing tomorrow in Beaver County. And environmental advocate Aaron Brockovich will host a town hall Friday in East Palestine. Americans are willing to pay subscription fees for streaming services, pet food, even some shopping sites. But will you pay monthly to eat out?
Well, many chain and neighborhood restaurants alike are betting you would do the same for your favorite meals. Some chains like P.F. Chang's and Panera are already experimenting with a subscription model as a way to ensure a steady stream of revenue and customers. Under a monthly fee-based model, some restaurants will offer unlimited drinks or free delivery. Others will bring out your favorite appetizer every time you visit. Subscription services, by the way, are on an upswing nationwide, with the average American having 6.7 subscriptions in 2022. That's up from just 4.2 in 2019. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
One of the former officers in charge of the Uvalde School District in Texas is now cleared to work in policing again.
Former Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo is victorious in an appeal to remove a blemish from his discharge file. Arredondo was fired for cause for his role in the flawed response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School last year. A recent upgrade in status from the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement means Arredondo now will not get his Uvalde job back, but he could get another one somewhere else in law enforcement. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Microsoft's president and vice chairman Brad Smith announced the company signed a 10-year contract to bring Xbox games to Nintendo consoles. Smith made the announcement on Twitter and is promising to drop Xbox games and Activision titles like Call of Duty on Nintendo hardware at the same time these games hit Xbox consoles. The news comes as Microsoft's roughly $69 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard is put under scrutiny by just about every government regulator imaginable. Still in Poland this morning, President Biden meets with the leaders of the Bucharest 9, a group of Eastern Flank NATO allies, and with NATO Secretary General Jan Stoltenberg to reaffirm the United States' unwavering support for NATO. observed 46 days before Easter, today is Ash Wednesday in America. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the call is out for all hands on deck. Patriots, you must arise and save this country. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Blaine Pardo joining us. He's the author of Confederacy of Fear. He's an award-winning New York Times bestselling author of numerous science fiction, military history, true crime, horror, and business leadership groups. Just because, boy, what a breath. A breadth of genre you're able to delve into. I guess you're never bored, Blaine, huh?
Well, thanks for having me on, Bill. Yeah, I pretty much write the things I read. So,
yes.
You know, like many people, I'm kind of diverse.
Yeah, you're like a rock star. You know, you've got you may need 10 to 12 selections on a CD to play, and so you pick up ideas from the culture, and you write music to it. In this case, it happens to be books. And how exciting! I mean, that rhymes with my reason, Blaine. Because if I had to be focused on any one genre, I think that would do me in.
I drove my agent nuts because he kept saying, just pick a genre and stick with it. And I refused. I don't play by the rules real well.
Yeah.
So, you know, to me, it's more fun to just do what you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, Blaine, we had another flying object at high altitude shot down over Port Huron in Michigan. And you asked the question, is this a sign that we're starting a world war, possibly?
Well, you know, it certainly seems like we went from 0 to 100 miles an hour overnight. You know, and it was kind of an embarrassing way that we've done this. Mm-hmm. We went from NORAD not doing their job and really monitoring our airspace or properly protecting our sovereignty to, you know, and letting a Chinese surveillance balloon fly all the way across the country. At any point, that thing could have crashed.
Mm-hmm.
To now, they're shooting down anything and everything.
Yeah.
Without any real consideration. Now, I understand that. When you're flying something at 20 or 30,000 feet and it's the size of a car, I got to be honest with you, that interferes with air traffic control.
Exactly. Well, and the thing was, this balloon, they were reported. I mean, they reported on themselves. This was, you know, from a school, I believe, and it was a Hobby Lobby balloon, I guess. It was really just something to have fun with, and it got away with them. It got away from them, and it's like a $12 balloon, and we use a $400,000 missile to shoot it down.
Well, we used two $400,000 missiles because the first one missed.
Okay.
So we fired a second one. So, you know, yes, to the tune of $800,000, we've shot down, you know, a potentially minor balloon.
Mm.
You know, when I was a kid, I was into model rocketry. And when you got up to the larger rockets, we were actually told some of the rules. And it was like, look, don't send up metal payloads because you're firing up high enough for radar to pick these things up. And, you know, so these people are launching balloons for their private entertainment. I don't know what entertainment you could possibly be getting out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. And well, especially right now when you got a yippity administration and anything's up on the air, now they're, you know, they've got their happy little finger on the trigger ready to fire away.
Well, but, you know, they let three fly over and didn't even tell President Trump about them during his administration.
Now, do you believe that to really be the case? That's exactly what happened? You believe that? Okay.
I believe that. I believe that they simply were negligent in their responsibilities over at NORAD, and now that it's been made very public, now they're overreacting. We don't know for sure what this balloon was that was shot down over Port Huron because we gave up looking for it. So we don't know if it was this club's balloon or if it was somebody else's. You know, this is exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to negligence. Okay, the military operates with a certain code, a specific code and chain of command. And you cannot let that chain of command be violated. Now, I get it. The general sentiment about Donald Trump was dubious by people within the deep state and that. And I don't know that the head of NORAD had the same sentiment toward Donald Trump, but for him to think that somehow he did not need to inform the commander-in-chief of these balloons is, this is near treason, isn't it? I think this is a treasonous act. This is a violation of the military code of justice on its face to begin with, I would think.
I just feel that they were so negligent and they've gotten so sloppy in what they're doing. I mean, I'm a product of the Cold War era, and I assure you that during the Cold War era, we wouldn't have let a foreign balloon the size of a couple buses fly over the United States. I guarantee you that wouldn't have happened. It would have been shot down the moment it entered our airspace, and that's how these other objects should have been treated, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we even saw some of this, though, Bill, with Biden, because Biden came out and said the Wednesday when they first spotted that balloon over Montana and it was made public, he told them to shoot it down, and they said no. And I'm like, that's not an option. This is the commander-in-chief.
Right, right.
If he tells you to shoot it down, you shoot it down. But what we're seeing is the military is more and more treating itself as its own branch of the government that's not really accountable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that with Afghanistan. Who made the plan to get us out of Afghanistan? Somebody in the military drew that plan up and approved that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone been held accountable?
No, of course not. Of course not. Any more than anybody was held accountable for Benghazi. See, this is what happens. You end up with these non-military types that come in and they rule the roost. I mean, they did that in Vietnam. We should have learned our lesson. It was a hot mess and it continues to be. So here we are. We've got a military. They don't have as much armaments as they had before because they've been sending it all to Ukraine. We're a bit anemic on armaments right now. But nonetheless, I mean, this is a powerful force that is sitting there. And it's like, well, who's running this popcorn stand here? This is pretty scary. I mean, if Joe Biden isn't, and Milley, who's more concerned about pronouns, the thought just, frightens me to think that, you know, this is the kind of leadership that we have running the military and nobody seems to know what's going on.
I concur 100%. You know, what we're spending our time where we should be training for war fighting. We're eating into those hours, teaching people about personal pronouns, about diversity and inclusiveness, how to look for potential radicals and threats to the government within the military. We're enforcing vaccine mandates that drive people out of the military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not seeing the military.
And let's underline that. We're driving experienced military personnel out of the military. And what are we going to replace them with? I mean, you can't let 15, 20 years worth of experience go out the door, and you think you're going to replace that overnight?
Well, part of the problem was our military has always relied on recruitment of patriots. people who love their country and people who wanted to serve their country. Now it's being viewed by the left as this is an on-the-job training.
Exactly. Blaine Pardo, more from him after this. Stay with us.
Very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
There isn't one of us that takes a look at the headlines or sees what's going on in our country and says, huh, we're getting better. We see a country getting weaker and weaker by the day. We want to do something about it. That's why we're here together on the Bill Martinez Show. But the Bill Martinez Show has been targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise and have caved into the pressure. Without your tax-deductible gift, the Bill Martinez Show will go away. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill battle the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state? Every one-time tax-deductible gift of $100, $200, $1,000 matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. Every tax-deductible gift, no matter the size, matters. BillMartinezShow.com.
Thank you for your very generous donations, okay? Gosh, it overwhelms me with your generosity and your participation in this radio show. This is a partnership. I mean, we've been doing this for 15 years, and this is really the first time that, you know, we've had to do this and look to our audience to say, look, it's, we need your support to keep this going, to push back against those forces, those opposing forces that do not want to have a platform of truth from a biblical worldview. They're doing everything they can to try to get in the way. I I trust in God ultimately and finally, but this is an opportunity for you to trust with me and to join and co-labor with us on behalf of freedom for this great country. Again, thank you so much, and you can go to BillMartinezShow.com, click on the donate button, and you have a choice there. You can do it either through, I think they have a GoFundMe account, or also the other one through Hill of Hope. So don't get confused. Hill of Hope is our covering for our 501(c) that allows your donation to be tax deductible. Okay? All right. Well, thanks again for your participation. Blaine Pardo continues with us. He's a military history expert, author of Confederacy of Fear. Blaine, just to start off this segment, let's talk about the book. The book is a series that you've been writing, right?
Yeah, I decided to write a political thriller and a second American Civil War series for conservative audiences. And it really starts with the progressives overthrowing the government violently. And it picks up 5 years after that when people decide to start rising up and fighting back to some sense of normalcy, which is, I think, something that all conservatives feel. It's not that we want to roll the clock back to 1960-something. We just want to get to where our days feel normal, something we can identify with. And I really wanted to tap that. So, and writing about a second American Civil War lets me apply some military stuff as well as some great political stuff to this.
Well, yeah, good for you. I mean, you talk about rolling things back. It's kind of interesting, right? The left is accusing the right of doing that. But yet it is this administration by, canceling our fossil fuel development and our energy independence wants us to roll back, over 100 years and for us to be relegated to a buggy and a horse. And we're all going Amish because, there's not enough electrical vehicles. There will not be enough electrical vehicles, even by the timeline that Joe Biden is hoping and praying for. I mean, there's no mathematical sense to his ambition other than it is blind ambition for a cause that has nothing to do with America First and we the people.
Well, and it goes far beyond this ridiculous green energy policy. You know, they're actually rolling back race relations to the Jim Crow era. They're going, you know, you can't have, you have to have a separate school for blacks. You have to do things differently for, the gay community. They need their own this and that. And we're no longer judging people based on their character, but we're basing it on what boxes can we check off when we hire them. Mm-hmm. And that's how you end up with a White House press secretary who's a freaking moron. But she checks all the boxes, and that's what's really important. And it's like, we used to be a country where we excelled because we rewarded those and promoted those who were the most successful. Now we don't do that, and there's more and more of a push by the progressive left to not ever go back to that, we shouldn't be the best. We should just be the most diverse.
Yeah, we've got to make sure, like you say, check the boxes. You know, the scary idea is that if you've ever seen Joe Biden's cabinet, I mean, that is bizarre. I mean, you almost think, I think like for any minute, we're going to have Hugh Jackman and the cast from, the Greatest Show on Earth break into song. I mean, it's bizarre, the people there, you got a man dressed as a woman, another person that's so confused, God only knows that he's so confused he's stealing luggage. I mean,
he's stealing women's clothing.
Yeah. And okay. All right.
That's the part that everybody kind of danced around. But he wasn't stealing luggage because he thought the luggage was nice. He was stealing it to get women's clothing, which is just bizarre that he ever got a security clearance.
Right.
We're not hiring the best. We're hiring the most diverse. And I saw this in the corporate world. I worked at Ernst & Young for 25 years.
Okay. All right.
And they were pushing diversity and inclusiveness. And diversity and inclusiveness says, well, you're going to get a better product cheaper if you have a diverse work team. And the result is not.
I was going to say.
Actually, the exact opposite.
Exactly. Well, it mediocritizes the whole operation. It seems to me, I keep shouting that from the rooftops, is that, I mean, just what you want to do. You want to go to school, pay all that money for a first class, certificate and document you can hang on the wall, a graduation certificate, to go and live a mediocre life. That's what this has to offer. I mean, you can't be the best version of yourself. You got to be the best version of what they tell you you are.
Well, and the whole concept that you get a better product if you have a diverse team has never been proven by a true scientific study to show that.
How about just in a practical study? I mean, because you know business. Business is such as that if something's working, people find out about it. People write books. They're out there. They're doing the speakers tour. Everybody's catching on. Fire is burning because it just naturally progresses through, especially business, because, you know, we talked about this earlier. Business's number one objective is to survive. You know, they have got to, and not by survive, I don't mean survive barely hanging on with their nails, you know, holding on to the edge. I mean, it's about survival of the fittest and thriving. You've got to grow. That is the bottom line and the first objective of all businesses, is it not?
It is. It should be. But what these companies have fallen into the pitfall is they put in these diversity and inclusiveness programs solely because it helps them recruit. If they don't have a program in place, a lot of these kids coming out of college are going, well, I'm not going to work there because you don't have a diversity program. And I found that out myself because I suggested, when they had all these affinity groups, the Latino Accountants Association and, you know, this and that, I said, well, why don't we have a group for older employees, people who are nearing the end of their careers like myself, who are getting ready to retire? Why don't we have a group for that? And they said, well, that won't appeal to the young people. And I said, well, what's that got to do with anything? And they said, you have to understand, they do all of these programs solely so because it helps us recruit.
Right.
So they don't really even subscribe to the concepts of diversity and inclusiveness. This is just propaganda. And it's, look, we have a program, so you should come here and work.
Well, Blaine, the other thing it does is it keeps the attorneys at bay. Because basically this is a modern version of what Jesse Jackson and Sharpton have been getting away with. They go in, they threaten these corporations, and the corporations pay them off. $1 million here, $1 million there, you know, not to do anything positive for the black community. It's only to keep these two quiet. That's what that's all about. And Also, I'd be interested to see how much money is coming from taxpayers' coffers that are paying to support this crazy idea that reinforces, this bad policy.
It's a bad policy. It's unproven. And for a group that screams, let's follow the science, they don't have a bit of science to back this up. It's amazing to me. And what's sad is their hypocrisy has no limits and no bounds.
Oh, no.
They don't care that there's nothing to prove it.
Yeah, no limits, no bounds, no shame. They have no shame. It's amazing, you know. It's like here they are taking full advantage, misappropriating the funds of the American people and compelling us. But see, that's the order of the day. This is the new America that we're dealing with, like you said. It's all going to, you know, converge. And then you're going to have this, from your book, you're going to have this catalyst that's finally going to light this thing up. Because the people can't stand this kind of craziness. I think we're getting to the end of our rope. I only hope so, Blaine. I don't know.
I hope we don't end up in a civil war, but, I got to
Blaine Pardo.
Money on prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency ordered Norfolk Southern to clean up the contamination from the derailment of one of its trains carrying hazardous materials in East Palestine, Ohio, earlier this month, and pay the costs. EPA Administrator Michael Reagan.
Norfolk Southern will clean up all contamination in soil and water and safely transport that contamination to the appropriate location.
The railway operator has been cleaning up the crash site voluntarily, but the EPA's order will require the company to do so under a plan approved by the agency. In a major breach of trust, a former Mexican presidential cabinet member was convicted in the United States on Tuesday of taking astronomical bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was tasked with going after. Security Secretary Genaro García Luna. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute with us. Hey, John, how you doing?
Doing fine. Worried about the future of the country and all the things that are going on, and concerned that freedom is, like that song says, just another word for nothing else to lose. So I think we're in a very, very difficult situation that, of course, you know, I write on all the time and all the cases we fight on it. So the future of the country is hinging. We're right at the edge of a cliff, and if we don't do something quick, we're in really bad trouble.
Well, John, you say the most powerful word here, and that is freedom. And that is the measuring stick on everything. Yes. Does it add or take away all these things that the government is throwing at us? You know, these governmental powers that we went through COVID, before that, after 9/11, you know, which gave us the TSA and all this, you know, expansion of government, all in the name of protecting us and for us surrendering our freedom and our liberty to a higher power that we, you know, we look to now and that they want us to look to always is this government. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they don't reverse these things. All they do is take more and more of our freedom and more ground, don't they? It's like the blob.
Well, it's moving very quickly, you know, because they're working with Google, they're working with Facebook, and basically Google, Facebook, and YouTube, those things are all surveillance. They're admitting that now to a certain degree. Yeah. And with the Singularity program coming in, people look this up, we've written on it, but start thinking. They have this thing they're calling the hybrid intelligence biometric avatar, which will connect all of our minds together into a collective consciousness with artificial intelligence. And they're saying that human speech will be replaced eventually. They're saying that it's going to move forcibly into our lives by 2029. What is that, 6 years away now?
Wow.
And with Facebook basically taking off 22 million posts or 20 million posts, depends on the year, because of so-called hate speech. If you say the wrong word today, they're eliminating it. And then when I sit and talk to young people today, They're totally into the system, and I think they're ready to go. It's going to take some really good, strong parents waking kids up, moving them away from their screen devices, and getting them involved in the freedom movement in this country. But there'll be no freedom. You know, there's a Harvard professor, by the way, who said basically that the way things are moving, his name is Robert Epstein. He's got a PhD in psychology at Harvard University. Just wrote a paper saying that everything you're doing now is being shaped opinions by the government. And most people don't realize this, but Google, Facebook, Microsoft, they work with the federal government maintaining the intelligence clouds for all 17 intelligence agencies, FBI, NSA, groups like that. So we're dealing with a corporate state, or what's been called the deep state now.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely revealed. There's no doubt about it. Jerry Nadler can say it doesn't exist, but we know better. And this is a scary, thought, John, when you think about this, that all our ideas and thoughts are going to be homogenized. Our speech going to be homogenized in such a way. I mean, it's bad enough right now that we have all this misinformation, and it's amazing the people that are yelling that there needs to be a control of misinformation are the greatest offenders. It's the bureaucracy that give us all this, you know, this faux narrative, and people are chewing this up, and they think that it has some validity. And in the and like you said, this generation has been conditioned, you know, with performance trophies and feelings, you know. Oh, it's about your feelings, you know. Oh, you can't, you know, you can't even go on the playground and get a boo-boo anymore. I mean, that's just tragic, you know.
Yes.
Right?
Right, and the people who founded this country, who gave us our documents, all were people who got, and these are a lot of strong Christians, the Black Regiment, that would, the ministers would give a speech and then pull off their robe and be holding a rifle and say, it's time to fight for freedom.
Right.
We need that mentality now. We don't have it, and you're not going to get it in public schools at all, no. The public schools have become indoctrination centers, there's no doubt about that.
Well, look what happened up at, look what happened in Alaska. You know, this is just, you know, news from last night. You've got a father up there, he's bringing evidence to the Alaska school board meeting, saying, here's the book, you know, this critical race theory that you say doesn't exist, but this is what you're teaching, and you're going to teach my teenager about all this kinky sex junk? What is all this about? And, of course, you know, a big fight breaks out. Jay McDonald now, I'm told that he's going to be restricted in terms of his ability to ride on an airplane now because he was outspoken. I mean, this is, you know, to your point, and you've been warning us about this for a long time, John. And it is now in full blown.
People in power, they want one thing. They want you to conform, they want your money, and they want control. And they want you just to step right in line and say, I'll do whatever you say, and let's just all get along, no misinformation. But here's the point. People who get out there and speak truth to power are irritating. And what does irritation create? Pearls. And the pearls of freedom. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need today. And
exactly.
I'm willing to say it. You know, if people want to cut me off of here or cut me off of there, that's fine with me. But what is misinformation? What's a conspiracy theorist? That's someone who disagrees with the government. And that's what they don't want. They don't want kids learning today that it's time to say, listen, back off. We're going to take a march. Mm. We're going to do this. We're not going to take this stuff anymore. And if kids started doing that more, you'd see this country maybe start moving back in the right direction to a certain degree. But you can't give up. John Adams, you know, one of our founding fathers, said that the Constitution was written for a moral and religious people. And if you don't have morality, you can't have freedom. And we've lost it totally in this country. I mean, listen, go on the Internet, Instagram, wherever you go, Twitter, and you'll see stuff I didn't see until I was an adult and out of college.
Yeah. Well, John, how many conspiracies? How many conspiracies in the modern era? You know, everybody, oh, it's a conspiracy. And now we're finding out. It's true, and it's even worse than we even, you know, our conspiratorial minds would take us. You know, when you find out the FBI is totally sold out and they're manipulating an election and affecting a coup. But we're all a bunch of tinfoil hat people. And then it's like, wait a minute, there's no apology for what they did when now the facts are coming out. Because that's the problem with the truth. It always has a way. Number one, it's simple. And number two, it has a way of coming out. Eventually, it will come out.
It'll come out if you get out there and speak it. You'll have to do it. But they're covering up everything now. Words are disappearing, like I say, when you have in 2022, when you have Facebook taking down 22 million posts, you're wondering, wait a second here. Facebook works with the government. They go in and have meetings in the White House, closed doors, where we can't go. Zuckerberg is in the White House meeting with the president, things like that. And what in the world is going on? So they want control of the populace, like I say, but they want our money because they're running out of money. You know, this government's $31 trillion in debt, and we're just handing out more and more and more money. We're giving, what, $50 billion to Ukraine? And I was watching that and going, why in the world? Where do we get the money at? We're borrowing it from two big – who do you think – I'll ask your listeners. The two biggest debtors America has now in that debt, Japan and China. And think about this for a second. China is arresting people and putting them in concentration camps because they say the wrong word. Wait a second here. That's one of our biggest debtors. You're kidding me. And we're paying interest on that debt to them. But this is another thing. Yeah. We're moving quickly into a global government. And you're seeing it with all these World Economic Forum meetings and things and what they're talking about. Bill Gates is talking about recently at one of these big forums saying he's ready for artificial intelligence to take over and get rid of misinformation. He basically said that.
Exactly. And he's the arbiter of information himself. The other thing that you touch on here dramatically, people need to remember, is that all the interest payment on this debt is what's building up the military for the Chinese, the communist Chinese, who have made it clear, John, that they're coming after us.
Yes.
Right? So here we are. We are funding our own enemy.
We're funding the enemy. The so-called enemy, yeah.
Yeah. But here's the intellectual. The intellectual alleged elite of the bureaucracy leading us down this path, leading us away from freedom. You're exactly right.
Free people, because free people say we're going to fight back.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead with the Rutherford Institute, just about 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus.
Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. John Whitehead with Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, says that we're not to bow down to a dictatorial government. America is a prison disguised as a paradise. This is what it's come down to. Right, John?
Yeah. And we're not awake. I'm just trying to get people to wake up. And this country is going to be overtaken in different ways, but as I showed, we showed one of our commentaries recently called Distract, Divide, and Conquer. I would encourage your listeners to read it, but foreign interests, like foreign countries are buying up our farmland. Foreign countries own 40.8 million acres of U.S. agricultural land. 40% is forest land, crop land, pasture land, and the two biggest buyers are Japan and China, but basically China.
Right.
So they're buying up the agriculture. All, what are they going to be feeding us, folks?
Right.
Yeah, that's the thing. If they control,
yeah, Bill Gates says he's going to be. We're going to be eating bugs.
They're saying that. And we're losing the country when you have these countries coming in. But listen, the people running this country right now are really silly and stupid, and they're not protecting our interests. They're bowing before these foreign entities because, again, they're paid off. But I don't trust any of these people. And
well, of course,
the way things are going, it's just going to be very, very difficult with if we don't get our kids focused on fighting the system and fighting back and joining with us in this day and age and showing empathy for the human race. We've lost that. That's one of the things the great writers always said. We had to have empathy for one another. And that's what a rebel cares about others. That's why a rebel is willing to stand up and fight and get in trouble. And Orwell may have said it best. There's a great line out of his book, 1984. He says, "They fear love because it creates a world they cannot control." They fear love because they can't control. Loving your fellow human beings, as Jesus says, love one another, do unto others, all those things. Take care of your neighbors. Don't be reporting your neighbors to the police now with these so-called welfare checks where they're getting shot and beaten up and taken away. You know, if people are getting agitated or whatever since COVID, there are people out the window saying so-and-so's a weirdo. They're calling the police. Police are arriving in SWAT teams. And some of these people have done nothing. They're just normal people.
But
the point is, Hitler said it best, probably. He says, how do you control a populace? You need a sleepwalking people. That's a phrase, Hitler.
Wow.
Sleepwalking people. What are sleepwalking people? Zombies. You do whatever you're told. But listen, James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, said we ought to mistrust all those in power because they knew that people in power generally violate rights. And the only way you're going to keep rights is standing up, going to your local city council meetings. You're going to get in a lot of trouble sometimes now with this stuff. Mm. going to school board meetings, but you can't change anything by sitting on your butt staring at screen devices. The screen devices are lying to you. I'll be honest with you. You can't trust what they're saying. They're trying to manipulate people into being non-thinkers.
Well, if you're occupying their mind with anything but the truth or a narrative, a faux narrative, well, then what do you got? I mean, you've got a preconditioned populace that's going along. I mean, the electorate has been dumbed down, and we've become mediocritized in the process. That's what they want.
Yes. And the way things are going, like I said, the singularity thing I talked about, where they're creating a collective consciousness, thought crimes are becoming into it. Just thinking the wrong thing at a certain point. They have cameras now that read your emotions. I mean, we're filmed every day. Listen, in small towns, even small towns and stuff, today, the average American is watched up to 20 times a day, is filmed 20 times a day. The FBI is listening to our, and the television sets are listening to what we're saying. Everything is modeled to get us to buy and control us. And the thing to do today is to be aware of your environment, but the only way you're going to get aware of your environment is to get educated. Read the good websites like ours and other websites out there at Rutherford.org and get educated, because many times, as we said on this program, education precedes action. And I'll say this, one person can change the world. We've seen that. You go down the list of the great people of history, Jesus Christ being one. And what did Jesus do? He went out into the streets, preached, did things they didn't want him doing. What was he doing? Trying to help others. They didn't like that. Because he was telling the system, I don't like you because you're oppressing people. Why all these poor people on the streets? Why aren't we helping and feeding them? Why aren't we healing them? Because we're sitting on our butts in our houses afraid to move. That's why. So get out and get active, folks.
Yeah, he went out to the highways and byways.
Exactly.
The forgotten men and women who were frustrated. They were frustrated. They knew there was something better. And he spoke the truth, and it rhymed with their reason. It connected with them, just as the truth will connect with us today. And the powers to be are doing everything they can, you know, to cancel us, John, to blunt our voices. But we'll continue. We'll continue to speak out and to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because that's what liberates us. That's what we all want after everything is all said and done. I mean, just what you want to do in the final breath of your life and say, wow, I led a good, mediocre life, right?
Yes. Here's what the key is, though, and that is you have to, like I say, get active and speak out and do what you can do. The Good Samaritan principle is really key, because not only was the fellow put up in a place to live, the person who put him up, the Good Samaritan, went back and checked on him to make sure he was okay. In other words, he cared about the person. So care about your fellow human beings. And one effect of the COVID, whether it was intentional or not, was to push us in our homes further and get us staring more at our screen devices. That's where they want us. They don't want us outside engaged in our community.
Well, by fear, they gave us the sense that we needed to have security. And who are we going to look to provide that security? You know, not to God, but to the government. And in the process of doing this, for the sake of security, we lost our freedom. Just like after 9/11, look at TSA, look at how we go through an airport compared to what we did before. And so all these years later, you want to tell me that the TSA is doing a great job? And that we're that much more free because of the TSA? I don't think so.
Listen, it's one group smuggled guns through 90% of the time, the TSA. They disapprove the fact that the TSA is a joke. It is a joke. But it's there to show you that, Heil, you must submit to authority. You know everything. You know nothing. And when I saw older ladies having to take off their shoes and stuff, I was going, this is insane.
Exactly. It's absurd. You quote President Dwight David Eisenhower. I love this quote. If all that Americans want is security, they can go to prison. They'll have enough to eat, a bed, and a roof over their heads. But if an American wants to preserve his dignity and his equality as a human being, he must not bow his neck to any dictatorial government. I mean, that says where America is right now, doesn't it, John?
Don't be a slave, yes. And you are a slave. And before you know it, it's like the great Niemöller quote out of Germany. He said, I didn't do here. I didn't speak up when they came for. Then they came for me, and there was no hope.
There was nobody there.
There was nobody there, and no hope. You're going. They're taking you away. So the point is, yeah, if there's a time to speak out, it's speaking out when it occurs. And we've gone so far down the road, I'm telling you, that it's going to be very, very difficult if we can't get these kids away from their digital heroin, which is their screen devices. But the average American watches 150 hours of screen devices a month. There's not a lot. Give us one-third of the hours, I say to people, one-third of those hours for freedom. Get active in your community. Get out of your house.
Exactly. Well, John, you know, we're at a point where we've ignored this so long that the cost to get on the right track to recapture our liberty and our constitutional rights, you know, the cost to do that continues to increase. So to your point, we need to respond with a sense of expediency when we see injustice, when we see an encroachment of our liberties. By holding back and thinking that somehow the government's going to figure it out, they don't. They continue to progress and march forward, taking away our liberties with them, don't they?
Continually do so. That's the way it happens. That's the way it's always going to happen unless we get educated, and education precedes action, and show our government officials that we're going to fight for freedom.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, look at the power is in the people's hands. It says clearly in our Constitution, we the people. And so we need to come together. But as John has said repeatedly, and I've echoed this many times, is that it is education that precedes action. And you got to assume that when we talk about education, it's not indoctrinate. I mean, it's education. You've got to own your own knowledge. And hopefully what we're sharing with you today motivates you to do a deeper dive. I mean, this isn't about 8-second sound bites. Go ahead.
Read your Bill of Rights. Read your Constitution. Our Constitution starts with those words. We, the people, do ordain and establish this Constitution in this country. We are the government. Those people in D.C. or wherever are our representatives. If they're not doing a good job, folks, let's get rid of them and get some decent people in there who have morality and want to see freedom in this country.
Well, John, you said that Rutherford Institute has been very busy. You've got a lot of cases pending before the Supreme Court right now, and we need to support you. Tell the audience where they can go to be a part of the solution.
We're a nonprofit. We live off of donations. We fight for cases, and you can go to Rutherford.org. Sign up, get our newsletter, and get educated and fight for freedom, folks.
And when you go to Rutherford.org, you're going to read about these cases and see all the great work that John and the team and the Rutherford Institute are doing on behalf of freedom and on behalf of we the people, ladies and gentlemen. So they deserve our support, and thank you for doing that. John, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate your time. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute.
Thanks, sir.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get